What did you call those?
Wild hogs.
Just wild hogs? Mm-hmm. You ever call them rooters?
No. Yeah, we had some hogs here. Sometimes we used to call piney rooters.
Piney woods rooters?
Yeah, uh-huh. Piney woods rooters. They had a long old nose and always wasn't.
Is that just the same as a wild hog?
No, that's
oh, that's something different.
It'd be wild hog, it'd be real hog.
Uh-huh.
They used to just go out and catch them here and kill them, you know.
I see.
And they didn't hunt them much in the fall because, you know, hogs are running out. Of course, nothing don't run out now no more down in this part of the country. It's all on the fence. And we used to, when hogs would run out, well, we'd get out there and call them back to the lot at night, you know, and shut them back up.
Mm-hmm.
And,
little things that jump around, they may be that long if they live on land, or they may be that long if they live in the water.
Lizards.
Lizards, or sometimes frogs.
Yeah, the spring frog.
The spring frog, does he live in, is he green?
Yeah.
And if they're...
That leg's about that long, and the back's about that long, and when they jump, they swing that way. There's a wheel on them, that's called a spring frog.
The big ones that go ka-thunk in the water, what do you call them?
Bullfrogs.
Uh-huh. And the little ones that are see in the grass, they're just kind of a dirty brown black.
Well, we just call them the toadfrogs.
Toadfrogs.
Mm-hmm.
And
now we have a rain frog too, you know. He's a little green fella.
The rain frog is not the same as a spring
frog? There's a spring frog, and then there's a... That little old frog is called a rain frog. When he hollers, he gets to stay around up in a... Mostly he stays up in the box of your house, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when he hollers, you can hear the old folks say, well, it's fixing the rain, you have.
Is that right?
Frog holler.
So, when you go fishing, you just go out and dig up some... The long ones are earthworm.
Mm-hmm.
And the little red ones that are very fast, what do they call them?
We call them wigglers.
Just wigglers.
That's what they do. They just wiggle. And now they had an earworm. He was striped. He didn't go more about that long.
Mm-hmm.
He was striped. You'd get them and put them in a box. Just put a box down, you know, around there, your box around, and put them earworms in there and feed them.
Mm-hmm. You just kind of grow them,
mm-hmm.
I see.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And a bug that flies around at night and sends off light?
That's a lightning bug.
Mm-hmm. A bug that outside on the porch would build a nest out of dirt.
That must be what they call a little winged bat. I reckon that's about the one I know about it.
Never heard of a dirt dauber?
Oh yeah, little dirt dauber. You know, they're a little bitty old thing about that long.
Do they sting?
Yes, so they do sting.
They do. Are they as bad as the wasps?
No, they're not quite as bad as the wasps. They won't bite you as quick as the wasps, but if you catch hold of them, they'll bite you.
I see.
And our wasps is about the meanest bug we've got.
Mm-hmm. You really,
I got a grandchild out there every time that we're just particular about her, and we've had the most of them around here this year. Well, this grass has grown up. We've had the most of wasp nests. We've had wasp nests that big around here.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they was filling up the holes they was laying. And I got a little niece out there that